Is there any inyan to master one specific mesechta? In other words, aside from the general obligation to learn, is there a concept of taking a Gemara and making yours, so to speak? Anonymous from Lakewood, New Jersey. If you look at the Chafetz Chaim in Sefer Torah Sabayis, Perek Vav, he speaks about this idea of mastering one mesechta to the point where you know it by heart, and he lists various reasons why that is something positive. One is because it says in the Torah, "V'ha'yu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha," meaning that it should be engraved on your heart, and in order for that to be fulfilled, you have to know it by heart. So knowing one whole mesechta by heart fulfills that idea in Torah. Second reason is, you'll be able to then fulfill the halacha of v'dibarta bom b'shiftecha b'veisecha uvlechtecha v'aderech, because you'll know one mesechta by heart, you'll be able to review it even if you don't have the sefer in front of you. Third reason, he says, is it's brought down in the Zohar that a person who acquires one mesechta in the next world acquires one world. Acquiring it means that it is your acquisition, that you know it inside and out, and it's shogur b'fiv, it's something that you know inside and out. And another reason is that it says ashrei shebol lekan v'talmudo biyado. Good to come to Olam Haba with your learning in your hand, meaning that it is part of you, and that means that you have mastered it bal peh. In the footnotes, he brings a maisa from the Menorah Hamor, Ner Gimel Klal Ches, Chela Gimel, where there's a maisa with a chassid that lived alone, and he was learning Meseches Chagiga, and he learned it over and over and over again, till he knew it bal peh, till he knew it by heart. And he learned that mesechta all the time. That was his special mesechta. When he died alone. Nobody even knew that he died. And a woman appeared and started mourning for him and crying for him and gathered people together, and they buried him with great honor. And when they asked her name, she said her name was Chagiga. And after the funeral, she disappeared, and they understood that this was the manifestation of the Meseches Chagiga that this person had learned. That Mesechta became his protector in the next world. So yes, there is an idea to master one Mesechta, or the Chafetz Chaim says one Seder in Mishnah, similarly one Seder in Mishnah also.